Well, the bride still hasn't arrived, but Edgar and Charlie are in the waiting room. I wonder what they're talking about.
You know, Charlie, in a little while you will be married to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie, there comes a time in everyone's life when he must learn about the certain things.
Yes. Well, what do you want to know, Bergen?
What I'm trying to tell you, Charlie, is that you must understand that single life is not like married life.
Well, I should hope not.
You've heard, of course, about the birds and the bees.
Yeah, I never could figure out what they had in common. It's like a clumsy sort of a match to me.
Well, you've seen the bee go from flower to flower collecting pollen.
Yeah.
Do you know the result?
Hay fever?
No. Now, Charlie, you're not making this easy for me.
Sweat it out, Bergen. Sweat it out.
Well, let's forget about the birds and the bees. Let's take people.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say, Charlie, is that girls...
Yes, Bergen?
Girls aren't boys.
No. Bergen, you've ruined everything.
What do you mean?
Now, Marilyn and I will have to go on separate honeymoons.
Oh. Charlie, all I'm trying to tell you is what I'm trying to explain to you. I don't know what you're trying to...
Charlie!
Oh, Marilyn Monroe!
I'm here!
You look beautiful.
I'm wearing my wedding dress.
Yeah.
Something borrowed.
Yeah, you didn't borrow enough.
We'll be so happy. Mm-hmm. I can see it now.
Yeah.
You and I by the fireplace and the kettle whistling.
Who can blame us?
Charlie, would you mind if I kept on working?
Well, now, Marilyn, let's get this straight. I wear the pants in this family.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's a shame because I make around $50,000 a year.
Oh, you do? Well, now, you might look good in flashes.
Yeah, that's seven.
Where's Marilyn Monroe? I'm from Look. Look.
Look magazine?
No, I just want to look.
I'm worried, Charlie. The crowd outside. My fans seem to object to this marriage. I don't know why. I'm just a woman.
I know, but you're so good at it. Marilyn, my dear, we were made for each other.
Kiss me, Charlie. Just to make sure.
Yes, gladly, all right. Playing our song. I think they've enlarged the orchestra.
This is it, Charlie.
Roger. Synchronized wedding ring.
All right, Charlie. We go first.
Yes.
Stop the wedding! Stop the wedding!
Charlie, old boy. Charlie, you can't go through with this marriage. Look at that mob outside. They'll tear you limb from limb.
Let me see. Good heavens, they're carrying signs.
Yes, look at that one. It says... Take the Washington Monument, but leave us Monroe.
There's another one. Things were looking better and better, but you took our girl and left just a sweater. Oh.
Yes, and Charlie, it's not only here. The whole country's in revolt, old boy.
Yes.
Here, look, I brought my portable radio so you could hear what's happening.
And now, here's Gabriel Heater.
Ah, there's bad news tonight. Marilyn Monroe is marrying Charlie McCarthy. Somewhere in an army camp, a soldier is tearing up his calendar. Somewhere in New York, a man is crying. That's me. Now for a brief message from our sponsor.
Don't do it, Marilyn.
Heaven's sake, turn on another station.
I'll try this one.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Arthur Godfrey, sponsored by practically everyone. Marilyn Monroe is marrying Charlie McCarthy. By golly, there'll be no commercials today. Only last night I was looking at a picture of Marilyn Monroe and smoking, and I didn't even have a cigarette. Now she's getting married, oh dear. Well, this is for you, Marilyn. I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought of losing you. Your mother was crying, your father was crying.
His strings are getting soggy. Turn him off.
I'll try this station,
yeah,
sir.
Good evening, Miss Missinoff America and all you broken-hearted sailors at sea. Flash, the Russians are trying to steal the blueprints from Marilyn Monroe. And here's a personal message to Charlie McCarthy. Why, you little pipsqueak, you. I happen to know that your family tree has a knothole in it. And furthermore, Congress is passing a law to prevent Marilyn from marrying anyone until she's 50. This will be known as the new Monroe Doctrine.
Turn him off.
You
can't
I'll
be
try.
True, can it, Marilyn?
I'll try one more station.
Yes,
I'll
stand by now for the shortwave broadcast. Direct from England, we bring you the Honorable Winston Churchill.
This is America's darkest hour. The entire British Empire extends his sympathy. If Charles McCarthy insists upon going through with his marriage to Marilyn Monroe, I have only one thing to say. Never has anyone so little taken so much from so many.
Shut that thing off.
Charlie, there's only one thing to do. Let's elope.
Elope. Okay, Marilyn. Las Vegas, here we come.
Well, this is the only place open in Vegas now. I guess it'll have to do.
Yeah, look at that sign. All night weddings, $5. Reduce rates if you play our slot machines.
Come on, let's go in.
That must be the justice of the peace. Hello, I want to get married.
Fine. Have you got a girl?
I'm going to marry him.
Him? That's the silliest thing I ever heard of.
What do you mean?
Who ever heard of getting hitched to a hitching pole?
Look here, loose and quivery.
But we'll start the ceremony. Now, you take her hand.
There.
Okay, you two know the rules.
Rules?
Oh, I'm sorry. I also referee prize fight. Now, do you, Miss...
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe? Miss Monroe, I happen to be a bachelor of very steady habits. And if you could...
Wait a minute. Do you think you can take this woman to be your wife?
I do.
And you, Marilyn Monroe, take... Holy smokes, I'm getting married.
Get on with it, boy. We'll be late for our honeymoon.
Oh, no.
I came here to marry Charlie.
Well, why take him when you can have this great big bundle of joy all for your own? I may not be young, but I'm still cooking with gas.
Certainly got the pot for you.
Got the pot for
you. Mister, nothing
I
can...
Oh, I wish I was dead.
Mister, nothing can make me change my mind. So will you please go on with the ceremony?
All right. Young man, let me see your license, birth certificate, physical test.
Yeah, here they are. They all the stuff in my
hand.
That's the nastiest I ever heard.
Young man, I can't marry you. In fact, no one can marry you. Look at the result of your physical test.
What does it say?
No blood.
No blood?
No, just sap.
Oh, child!